Seasons, creepings, flesh wound radio freaks, and welcome to another episode of the 12 Days of Slashmas. I'm Daniel Shine, joined by Predator Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Pugs Dread.
Namaste, bah humbug.
And Mike Kruger.
Ho, 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 bitch.
So the tournament rolls on. In case you're joining us late in the game, Kruger, tell them how the 12 Days of Slashmas works.
What we do for our 12 Days of Slashmas special is rate and review a Christmas-themed horror film, and then at the end of the show, we add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes. From there, we will vote to eliminate one film from that list, leaving us with our top three Christmas horror movies, aka our three final elves. So Todd, why don't you tell us what those three final elves are and what's up for contention tonight?
All right, our final elves tonight are Anna and the Apocalypse, Better Watch Out, and Dead End. Eliminated thus far: Iced, A Cadaver Christmas, Dead of Night, Two Front Teeth, Night Train Murders, Tales from the Crypt 1972, and Chiton. And up for contention tonight is Whoever Slew Auntie Rue. And just so you guys know, it is streaming on Paramount Plus if you have not seen it.
Sweet, sweet. All right, so Whoever Slew Auntie Rue is a 1972 film from director Curtis Harrington. And in this one, Auntie Rue just loves children to death. After the mysterious disappearance of her daughter, Auntie Rue has been looking for a dead ringer replacement. And this time she's found one from the local orphanage. But what is she to do with this girl's pesky brother when she discovers when he discovers Rue's terrible secret in the attic? All right, so this was actually a big surprise hit for AIP late into Shelley Winter's career. This one was quite successful. It was made pretty much back to back with another film called also starring Shelley Winters called What's the Matter with Helen. Another really great
killer.
What's the Matter with Helen? Not Keller. That's fucked.
Out of here.
Another insane Shelley Winters role. Obviously she was probably in her early 50s at this point. So, you know, particularly at that time when you were over a certain age, you were kind of dead in Hollywood.
Is this post Poseidon?
No, right before.
Okay.
Right before, actually, her little bit of a resurgence is responsible for getting her the Poseidon Adventure role, which she's amazing in that as well.
Yep.
If you haven't watched that, you certainly should. That's a classic film. Curtis Harrington, obviously an underappreciated legend. I mean, he is responsible for so many great horror films, and I mean, Ruby, one of my personal favorites, Queen of Blood. He's just fantastic. If you haven't dived into his filmography, you certainly should. The Killing Kind's another one that I love. I've always had a fondness for this movie. A lot of people maybe saw it on one of those old MGM double features with What's the Matter with Helen.
It was also on a Scream Factory disc with
yes.
After that one that got recalled, they replaced it and put this on. I can't remember what the other movie was.
There's the Kino Blu-ray out for this one.
Now there's the Kino Blu-ray too.
Yeah. It was originally actually supposed to be a Bette Davis starring role. So things changed when she passed on it.
She passed? Not passed.
Yeah. Yeah, she thought it was a little bit too similar to some other things that she had done. And
Joan Crawford did then. All right.
Yeah. Curtis Harrington was known for being able to handle like difficult older actresses. So that was kind of something he was known for. Very temperamental kind of director, kind of limited him a little bit. I know he tried to get a adaptation of We've Always Lived in the Castle, the Shirley Jackson story for many years, which we only finally got that in the last few with the Alexander Daddario, actually. But yeah, as far as the film itself goes, I've always loved it. I think she's a very tragic character. I mean, she's intimidating, but really more sad than anything. I mean, you do really genuinely feel bad for her. We've got Oliver himself, Mark Lester, in this movie as the boy, who was also in a great film called What the Peeper Saw that we tackled ages ago. But yeah, not a lot of horror movies, but he did do a few, Sudden Terror, that are really good. I do think this one captures the festive atmosphere at the orphanage. This has got the sort of the decor going for it that makes you feel like Christmas. It's not one that's brought up a lot as a Christmas horror movie, which is kind of strange because it absolutely does feel that way. I almost find in some ways, like I said, she's just a tragic character. I mean, the swindlers at the beginning that are just ripping her off, and yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I would call it like it's a great performance. I don't know if it's like terrifying necessarily, but I do really enjoy this movie a lot. A lot of suspense, you know, with the kid and the dumb waiter, and yeah. How about you guys? We have never talked about this film. I don't know if we've ever really covered anything with Shelley Winters. So
no, I don't think we have.
Yeah, Pugs, what did you think?
I was a little let down. I'm not gonna lie. I think it's pretty average movie. I guess I think I hyped it up too much in my brain because this was the first time watching for me, and I think Shelley Winters is awesome. So I was hoping I'd be blown away, and I really wasn't. I was just like, oh, this is just Hansel and Gretel, but slightly different.
Yeah,
there's some cool shit going on, but I don't know. I just wasn't into it like I thought I would be. So it could be my fault for expecting too much. So.
You wanted it to be harder. You wanted her to be fucking that corpse.
Basically. Yeah, and the fact that you mentioned that Betty Davis was up for this role, I'm like, I would have much rather had seen that. She's fucking, well, whatever happened to Baby Jane is one of my favorite movies of all time. So like,
well, that's why she didn't do it. She just did
well,
like
wrong, or maybe right, since I didn't really give a shit about this movie. So yeah, it's Christmassy, but for me, run of the mill.
Not to change the topics, but did you ever watch Feud, that FX miniseries?
Oh yeah, I did.
Okay, I figured. Yeah, I think we might have talked about it ages ago.
Pretty great. I wish they would have lasted longer on whatever happened to Baby Jane, but what are you going to do?
How about you, Kruger?
I liked it. I didn't love it. I did like the Hansel and Gretel, you know, similarities with the story and the callbacks to that story. That's was really well done, especially with the choice we got at the end. And, you know, things aren't really what they seem. It did leave me wanting a little bit more, but you already talked about it. It does nail that Christmas vibe. Like Auntie Rue's house is, you know, completely decorated in Christmas shit. So it gives you that Christmas feeling. And Auntie Rue's character, like the scenes with her daughter are really fucked up. And it's, you know, like you already said, you already nailed it. She's a really tragic and well done character, and not necessarily a complete like antagonist in the story either. She's just a really sad old lady that's lonely. So yeah, but overall I would watch it again. But it's not like one of my favorites that we've watched this season.
Would it have been better if she killed a few orphans? You just needed like a little bit of,
I mean, if somebody would have got thrown in that oven, then we would have been having a different story. But.
How about you, Todd?
I like the Hansel and Gretel stuff. I think I'm closer to Kruger than anything. I do remember liking it. I've seen it years and years ago. It didn't hold up as well for me on this viewing. And I don't know if it was just the company of stuff I've been watching it with, if it took a step down for me because of that. Coming off a Dead End and some of the other stuff. Shaitan. I know. But yeah, I think it's worth a watch. It's on Paramount Plus. I mean, you got worse things to do. but I don't know if the Christmas aspect's going to carry this one through.
Yeah, and I would say for people, a lot will have an issue. It's not a particularly scary film, but I do still love it. And great cast, Lionel Jeffries, Ralph Richardson, who we talked about just recently on from Tales from the Crypt. And dive into Curtis Harrington's catalog, though. A lot of stuff's been released on Blu-ray. Ruby's a great one. Did a lot of cool TV movies. I don't know if I want to say great, but Devil Dog, The Hound of Hell is a lot of fun. Like I said, Killing Kind. How Awful About Alan's another TV movie. Check those out. And I guess we'll go ahead and elimination time.
Well, let's rate it first.
Oh, yeah, that helps. Never mind.
That's all right. Kruger?
I was tossed up between a 3 and a 3.5. But I think especially for Auntie Rue's scenes with her daughter, 3.5 is justifiable. So it's my rating.
Right on. I am a 2.5 out of 5 with a press play. Give it a shot.
I am a 3.5 as well. I don't know that this one's going to scare a lot of people, but I do think it's a really good movie that I love. And fantastic. Shelley Winters is awesome. The eggnog got to me today. I'm ahead of the game on the rating.
Oh, eggnog. I'm a 3, so I like it. It's like I said, it hadn't held up for me as much. But let's do this. What are we eliminating? We have Anna and the Apocalypse. We have Better Watch Out, Dead End, and Whoever Slew Auntie Rue. Kruger, what are you eliminating?
I'm going to go with Dead End.
Wow. Pugs?
I'm going to eliminate Auntie Rue.
Dan?
This is a tough one because, at this point, they all do feel like Christmas. But I am going to eliminate Auntie Rue because, again, Auntie Rue.
I'm Auntie Rue also.
Okay. Yeah.
So Auntie Rue has been eliminated.
Light that fire.
Yep. All right. Well, anything else on this episode, gentlemen, before we get out of here?
I don't think so. Just be sure to listen to all the other 12 Days of Slashmas episodes, and we're only getting right down to the
only
end.
Three more left. Well, you only got till Christmas Eve, and we're done. So you got 3 more episodes after this.
There you go.
And yes. I think they're gonna. It's gonna get interesting. More interesting now.
Yeah, we've had some surprises. Things haven't gone exactly as I thought. So
here we go.
Let's see who's gonna get who's fighting on this one. But all right, on that note, Pugs, you wanna?
All right, then we'll see you N-words naughty people tomorrow. Dan, say goodnight.
Good night. Happy Hanukkah.
There you go.
Feliz Navidad.
Merry Christmas, motherfuckers.
Happy Kwanzaa. I'll see you in Disneyland.